FM News Talk 97.1. On demand audio.
Let me introduce my guest. He is a Missouri Attorney General and Senate candidate, Josh Hawley. Josh, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Welcome in. You know, first of all, Josh, let me congratulate you. I saw that poll that was out this week. I think it was the Missouri Scout poll is the one I saw that said if the vote was held today, who would you vote for? And among the 11 candidates currently listed for the Republican Senate race, you got 46% of the vote at this point. That's pretty significant.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. You know, I've always said that my opponent in this race, Marcus Claire McCaskill, and look, she's had a heck of a tough couple of weeks. She's the least popular senator in America on a ballot in 2018. And of course, last week we learned that when she was pretending to be on an RV tour around the state, she's actually flying that private plane, which the president of the United States pointed out. He said it was incredibly phony of her, and that's exactly right. She is a phony. And that's why we're going to send her home in November.
Yeah, you know, I pointed that out myself. You know, Chris Arps, who will be in here in a few minutes, who's a political consultant, said, you know, it's not unusual for a candidate to want to fly and get there early and all this stuff. Just be honest about it.
Well, exactly right. And honesty is something that Senator McCaskill has a problem with. But, you know, here's the other thing, Mark, that really strikes me is that she can't spend even 12 hours or 10 hours or probably 5 hours on an RV, a luxury RV, by the way,
yeah,
being driven around by a driver. I mean, you know, look, a lot of people have to drive to work every day, long distances. I mean, get there early, and then they've got to work all day, and they work hard. Senator McCaskill just doesn't know what that's like. She's completely lost touch with her state. She's completely lost touch with reality. And whether her inability to vote for conservative judges or to vote to secure the border, she is totally out of touch with the people and the needs of Missourians and Missouri families.
Let's talk for a moment, Mr. Attorney General, about your position on what's going on the southern border. The president's been drawing a lot of fire over what he says is simply him applying the law in this case. What's your take on it?
Well, first of all, the border needs to be secure. I mean, it's just absolutely non-negotiable. We are a sovereign country. We have people pouring across the southern border, drugs pouring across the southern border, gangs pouring across the southern border. We need to secure the border. And the fact that Claire McCaskill will not vote to secure the border, will not support funding to secure the border, to build a wall, to enforce our laws, is absolutely inexcusable. And she should answer for that. And now look, when it comes to what's going on with the families and the children, of course nobody wants to see families separated from their children. The president has said that himself. Congress should fix that. Once again, Claire McCaskill has no excuse. She is currently supporting legislation, Mark, that will essentially allow any illegal immigrant who brings a child with him to escape into the interior of the country. No questions asked. I mean, it is an absolutely unbelievable position when what Congress needs to do is pass sensible legislation that allows the administration to enforce our laws, to keep children and families together there at the border, not release them into the country. This is can be sensibly done. Congress should have done it a long time ago. And the fact that McCaskill is for basically giving illegal immigrants a free pass and allowing them to use children as a human shield is unbelievable to me.
Well, the Democrats are using their 9 votes in the Senate to keep that from happening. There's no way that passes the Senate, right?
Oh, I mean, that's you're exactly right. I mean, as usual, it's total partisan politics here. They don't want a solution that would allow families to stay together, just like they don't want a solution that would actually secure the border. They like this issue. I mean, they think this is great. Number one, they are concerned about illegal immigrants. They like illegal immigrants. I mean, this is what they're all focused on. While Missouri families are trying to pay for their health care costs, they can barely afford their insurance, while they're trying to get better wages so that they can pay for their kids' education, what's Claire McCaskill focused on? Helping illegal immigrants. I mean, it just baffles me, and there is no excuse for it. They need to act immediately, allow this administration to enforce the law, keep families together. This is not a difficult fix. Congress can do it in a heartbeat if they wanted to, and they need to get on with it and start securing the border.
You know, I know I didn't tell you ahead of time I wanted to talk about this, but I saw the Supreme Court yesterday made a ruling on gerrymandering. They basically shut down an attempt up in Wisconsin by Democrats to toss out lines that were drawn by Republicans. Gerrymandering's been around for a long time, but it drew my attention to this Clean Missouri thing that's going to be on the ballot with you in November that Missourians need to have a better grasp of. And if they don't, they could have we could see serious changes in this state in how congressional boundaries are drawn and state legislature seats as well.
Well, that's right. And, you know, the Democrats have really, in recent years, because they have been losing state legislatures, they've been losing at the polls. I mean, you know, over 30 of the 50 states, I think it's like 36 or 37, maybe more, Mark, of the state legislatures around the country are now controlled by Republicans. The truth is that more and more people are turning away from the Democrats' failed policies all around this country. And so the Democrats, as usual, are trying to go to courts and get liberal judges to intervene and redraw maps and so on and so forth. And this has been their tactic for 30 and 40 years. If they can't get the voters to actually approve something democratically, they go to courts and to judges. And can I just say that this makes clear why the United States Supreme Court is so important. And the Supreme Court is on knife's edge here. We've got four conservative judges, four liberal judges, one judge in between. I think we're going to see another retirement, certainly, while Donald Trump is in his first term. And this is why this issue is on the ballot in November, this issue of the Supreme Court, Mark. We need someone in Washington who's going to vote for judges who will apply the law as it is written, not rewrite laws according to their political preferences. And Senator McCaskill has voted for every left-wing ideologue that Barack Obama wanted to put on the courts. Meanwhile, she's voting no on President Trump's conservative constitutionalist judges. We need somebody there who's going to represent the interests and values of Missouri.
Yeah, it's a good point. I tell you what, Josh, I'm out of time here. I appreciate the opportunity to get you on the radio, and if you're in St. Louis, stop and see us.
You bet. Thank you always.
You bet. At Hawley, Missouri on Twitter, joshhawley.com on the website, and of course, Senate candidate Josh Hawley there. You know, you got to give him credit there. The poll that came out was a big one. And we, you know, 46%. He dominated that poll. If it was a 2-3 person race, maybe that's different. But the vote was really spread out among the other contenders, some of whom we've had on the air here. All right, quick break. 314-241-9797. Now we're going to talk to Chris Arps when we come back.